Testament tonight, and somebody asked why I preach so much out of the Old Testament. It's part of the book, and in the Old Testament, he's concealed. He's in there. He's concealed, but in the New Testament, he's revealed. But he's in the Old Testament. Every book, every page, he's there. And you can look at anything that Christ made. If he made it, you can see a picture of him in it. And I'm going to be in the book of Psalms tonight, chapter number 94. And I'm going to be reading at verse number 9, Psalms chapter 94 and verse number 9. And the Bible says that he that planted the ear, shall he not hear? Wouldn't it be silly to think that he made your ear and God couldn't hear himself? Don't make much sense, does it? I believe that he can hear every prayer that we pray. I got to thinking about something that somebody had said, and it really probably applies to him more than anything, because before the word was, he was. Somebody said, I may be old, but I'm not deaf. I don't know of anybody that's any older than he was before time was, he was. But he can still hear. There's nothing wrong with his hearing. He hears the cries of his children. And the Bible goes on to say, and he that formed the eye, shall he not see? If you've ever had a problem with eyesight, you realize the value of your eyes. I feel like preaching tonight. I am a witness that your eyes are important. I am focusing in, and no pun intended, I am focusing in on the eye tonight. The psalmist said in Psalms chapter 17 and verse 8, he said, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. In other words, David said, I want you to keep me as the apple of your eye. And as some would say, that is as the pupil of the eye. But you know, really what I think he's saying is if you get close enough to God, if you get close enough to an individual, you look them in the eye, if you get close enough, Brother Robert, you can see the reflection of yourself in their eyeball. Keep me in the apple of your eye. I want to be so close to God, I can see the reflection of myself in His eyes. It doesn't matter what you think about me. It doesn't matter what you say about me, but I want to know what He says about me. I want to see myself as God sees me. When we quit worrying about what others think, what others are going to say, and worry about what God says and what God thinks, get our eyes and our mind focused on Him and not on our surroundings and the things that are around us and what people say and do, but what God says and does and what He thinks about us. The eye is an interesting part of our body. The eye is composed of, they tell me, over 2 million working parts. And I'm not going to go through all of them tonight. Your eye can process 36,000 bits of information an hour. The eye can instantly put into motion all 600 plus muscles and organs of your body. The eye. You take a young mother, she sees her child falling, Immediately the eye sees that and processes it, and she runs to the child and grabs them before they hit the floor. The eye is so amazing. It operates the legs, the hands, the brain. It controls the function of every part of our body. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him." Don't you think for a minute that when you call out the name of Jesus that He is not there? He is quick. He is powerful. That's the God that I serve. In your lifetime, your eyes will help you see over 24 million images, some multiples. Sometimes we'll see a mountain, or we'll see a river or a creek. Time and time again, when you're driving to work, you see the same roads and the same road signs over and over again. But in your lifetime, over 24 million images that your eyes will process. The external muscles around your eyes are some of the strongest muscles that you have in your body. They're 100 times stronger than what they need to be. You know what that's an indication of? God gave us more power than what He had to. God always overdoes it. He gives us more strength when we don't have strength for ourselves. God gives us strength for the journey. The eye is the only part that can function at 100% instantaneous. Every other muscle in our body has to, it's kind of like the church, they have to warm up. You know, about the time I get done preaching, y'all are about ready to start amen and men shouting. It takes a little while for us to get warmed up. We sing some songs and we try to set the tone and the spirit for worship. And finally, about the time that we get through singing, we're all on our feet. We're worshiping God. About the time I get through preaching, we're finally amen in the preacher because we realize where He's going with it. And we finally get it behind Him and start backing Him. But the eye is instantaneous. You can hear a sound and be wide awake like that, and the eye comprehends what it's seeing. Instantly. A blink of an eye is about 1/10 of a second. They are closed approximately 30 minutes a day just from blinking. The eye blinks approximately 11,500 times a day. Every 2 to 10 seconds, your eye will blink. There are only two tissues in your body that does not receive oxygen from your blood. The cornea that's in your eyes and your fingernails and toenails do not receive oxygen from your blood. A baby in the mother's womb, they say, sees the world upside down because of the position in the womb. But after they're born and they come into the world, they begin to see things right side up. Boy, that would preach right there, wouldn't it? When we're in the world, we see things upside down. Things do not make sense, but when we get saved and the Jesus Christ comes into our heart and life, we begin to understand and things begin to make sense and we see the world right side up. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I'll tell you what, I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger here, but I'm looking for a city over yonder. You may think this world is just fabulous and all the glamour and the glitter and the shine that it has and the attractions, but I'll tell you what, this world is not my home. I see the world for what the world is. There. If you only have one eye, and my wife, I don't know if y'all, most of y'all know this or not, but my wife is legally blind in her right eye. She's all the time saying that I have problems seeing depth perception. We'll get ready to pull out on the road, and she said, I can't tell how far away that car is. I'll tell her that, okay, they're far enough away, you can go ahead and pull out. It's kind of scary when you see her driving by herself, isn't it? But did you know that somebody that has only one eye, they see everything in two-dimensional. But a person that has both eyes can cover one of the eyes and they still see in 3D. I don't understand it. But I didn't make the eye. An owl can see a mouse move at 150 feet in the middle of the night. Cats and dogs has eyes that glow. And Brother Steve does too. You know why? Because God put a mirror behind their eyes. Taped them is the name of it. That allows them to see at night. You know, an ostrich, their eyes are 2 inches across. And one eye of an ostrich weighs more than its brain. If you've ever had ostriches, you can believe that. A chameleon can look opposite directions at the same time. They can look right the same time they're looking left. If you can do that, we've got a problem. But the eye is a miracle. And believe you me, your eyesight is precious. So many in this world have 20/20 vision. They was born with it, but they are blind spiritually. I'm about to preach. They can see, but they can't see. I had some of my greatest eyesight whenever I didn't have any eyes. When I was blind for 12 days, I saw some of the greatest things that I've ever seen in all my life. I realized what was important in life. I realized what my purpose in life was. It wasn't working with my hands. It wasn't hunting and fishing and doing the things that I enjoy and the things that I live for. But the things that become important to me was Him. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. We see Jesus in the eye. I've got just a few short points that I want to give to you. But everything that we see that He made, we can see Jesus in. The eye, number one, it is surrounded by a wall of bones. The eye socket. It is inset just enough. It is recessed just enough. That if something is coming at you, it hits you in the eye, Brother Isaac, There is just enough recess, enough bone around your eye to protect that eyeball, the eye socket. I thought about that scripture in Psalms chapter 34 and verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Job had a hedge that was built around him. I see Jesus in the eye. He protects us. He watches out for us. He guards us. How many times have we just almost been in an accident? If I'd just been a few minutes earlier, a few seconds before, the outcome would have been devastating. But God, I see the power of the eye. You know, your eye could get infected if it wasn't for the static electricity of the eyelashes and the eyebrows. You can't tell me there's not a God. There's just enough static electricity in the eyelashes that it will collect the dust particles that's in the air. Keep them out of your eye. John chapter 1 and verse 12 said, but as many as received, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We have no power in this of ourselves. But all the power that I have is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. I see the purifying of the eye. You know, he's given us a fountain for each eye to wash the dirt away. We get a little bit of something in our eyes, and our eyes begin to tear up and begin to water. Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 1, it said, in that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanliness. There was a fountain that was just coming. There's a fountain that is here that will wash away all sin and uncleanliness. But you don't know what I got in my eye. I can tell you about something in your eye. You get chemical burns in it like what I had. I know about something in your eye. But thank God there was a fountain. A fountain that had healing in its wings. A fountain when the doctor said, I don't know if you'll ever be able to see again. A fountain that will open blinded eyes, make the lame to walk again, make the deaf to be able to hear, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk. There's a fountain. He goes on to say in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. What he's saying is this fountain, you can have it. It's not just for a select group. It's not just for a chosen few. But whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. I see the provision. At the first sign of danger, your eyes will close immediately. It's a safety. You know, there are some things that you're better off never seeing. I never seen that. There's a reason. You're better off if you don't see it. But then I look at not only the provision of it and not seeing some of the things that we shouldn't see, but I see the eyes as a covering, the provision as a covering. Do you remember in the Old Testament, whenever the Ark of the Covenant was there, and the high priest would go in with the hyssop and the blood and begin to sprinkle the covering, the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant with that blood? Why? Because the table of the law was inside of the Ark of the Covenant. A law that we could not, as a people, could not keep. When God looks down from heaven and He sees the law that man broke, looks down through the mercy seat and all He sees is the covering of the blood. I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that when God looked down and He sees Odette and Hubbard there and all the sins that I committed, He cannot see anything but the blood of Christ because it has been applied to my life for all of the sins that I ever committed. And He says, this one is mine. He's covered by the blood of Christ. I'm thankful that there is still a covering, a fountain that flows from the throne room of David for sin and uncleanliness. The blood of Jesus Christ. I see the provision. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. He says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light. Just a second, I got ahead of myself. I'm going to look at the pigment, the colored part. That is the iris. That is the iris. It filters out the bad light. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. It filters out the light. You know, there's some light that we are better off not seeing. We need to look through our eyes like God looks through His eyes. I know it's kind of hard sometimes whenever we know somebody's life history and we know their story. We know them before the blood was applied. We need to look at things through a filtered lens. There's some colors that we're better off not seeing. Well, how can you fellowship with that person when you know what a scoundrel they was? What an awful person. You don't know what they did. But when we look through them with the eyes of Christ, we see them on this side of the bloodline. That's how I can worship with them. That's how I can pray for them. That's why I have confidence for them praying for me. You know, your pupil is set on a background of pure white. We're only noticed because of Him. There's nothing within myself that I can do without His power. Without Him, I'm just an ordinary nobody. Without Him, my prayers will never reach any higher than the ceiling. Without Him, I am just a Gentile. But because of Him, I'm a child of the King. I can hold my head up I can put a smile on my face. I can raise my hands and I can worship and praise an almighty God, even whenever the world is crashing in around me. Why? Because of Him. You know, I've often said, if you ever see a turtle on a fence post, you know somebody put him there. That's the way the eye is, the pupil on a pure white background. It is there. I'm almost ready to close. But the white of your eye, to me, this doesn't make, it makes absolutely no sense. But the white of your eye is because of the blood flow. They say if you have limited blood flow in your eyes will be red. I still think it's important to sing about the blood. I still think it's important to preach about the blood, to teach about the blood. The more the blood that we get, the whiter our eyes are going to be. The more white we have in the eye, the more purity we have in the eye, the more the blood that was applied to our life, Brother Urgell, the more purity we have in our eyes. It takes the blood. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22, you know this passage, Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount. He said, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be in darkness, how great is that darkness? They often say that the eye is the window of the soul. There's a lot that you can tell medically from the eye. And might I add, spiritually. You'll see things differently as a born-again believer than you do as a sinner. One is pessimist, the other is an optimist. You'll view things in a different light when you have the light in your eyes and not the darkness. When I'm faced with problems, I look at it differently because I know the answer. Every problem that you face, He's the answer. Before the question ever arises, I know what the answer is going to be. Why? Because I see things differently than what the world sees them. I know that it's Sunday night, and it's just us here. And as far as I know, everyone here is saved. But if there's someone here tonight that's not, I would that you would leave this place seeing differently than what you came. He's still in the business of opening blinded eyes. He's still in the business of making the blind to see. If you're here tonight and you're facing trouble, maybe an unknown circumstance, maybe something, a medical issue that you don't have the answer to. You can see Jesus through those eyes.